Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take.
we know you are available to talk, or you want to talk to us versus those of you just listening on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, that's the call-in number as well, 323-870-4375. Again, that is your call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. So y'all go ahead and do that. Anything, top three things, what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm picking up on traveling again. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Traveling is always good, especially once things – I think once we start to hear that we are about the country is about 65-70% open, I'm game for getting on the road. I'm game. I ain't trying to be on the road right now. But I'm game for getting on the road when we get to about a 65-70% threshold across the country. I'm good. I ain't talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about the numbers. I'm talking about the numbers because – y'all can miss me with the vaccine. We'll be zombieing me around this joint. But, you know, I'm talking about the numbers. But traveling is always good. What about health? What about health? Anybody making any better health decisions in 2021?
What about yourself, Ken? What about you?
I am going to make some better health decisions in 2021. I'm gonna get back on my workout. My workout plan. I'm gonna have to remix 50. I'm gonna remix 50. Cause I didn't get to do 50 the way I wanted to do 50. So we're gonna remix, we're gonna call it the 50-51. Ooh, that's good right there. 50-51. It's the 50-51 plan. I just made that up in my head. We're gonna do the 50-51. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that one. Definitely going to do that one. And then, yeah, some others, mental health is always good. Making sure you have yourself some self-care. I'm gonna get back doing that too. But part of my self-care, which I have not done, because of COVID, I had one and then they shut it back down again, was just going to get a, y'all know, we talked about this on the air. Cause y'all was talking about them bootleg, massage places that y'all was talking about. But you know, self-care like that, man, going to get a massage, going to get, a sports pedicure and things like that, man. You know, self-care is a wonderful thing. You got to have it. You got to spend that time, you know, and it's not that you don't like people or that, but everybody should have some time, some me time. Everybody deserves some me time where you go and whether you want to call it pampering yourself or whatever. Everybody should have some time to do that. Shante says, as long as they don't require us to take that doggone vaccine to leave the country, I'm out. Yeah, the question is, though, when you go to other countries, see, we don't know what is one thing in this country. You don't know what the requirement is when you get ready to go somewhere else. A lot of countries are asking for you to have a test that shows that you were tested at least 72 hours before you got there. They're asking, looking for paperwork. So that's another one. And then I know when people are coming back from other countries, they're asking people to quarantine. Kim Tony said, I'm going to stop lending money, stop trying to mediate and get back. Stop trying to mediate and get back to meditating and do more personal reading. Yeah. 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 How many readers do we have out there? People that like just enjoy reading. People enjoy reading. Tanya, you said you?
No, I didn't say that. That's my daughter said.
Oh, Taylor said that. Baby Sweets, you said that? You enjoy reading? Your mic is not on. Why are you over there talking?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I very much so enjoy reading.
Thank you very much. You do. What type of books do you read, Taylor?
I read like a lot of fiction. But I've been reading a lot of like historical fiction, you know.
Okay. What about science fiction?
Nah, I'm not really fond of science.
Okay.
Yeah, science is not my thing.
Just kill my little spirit. But I'll say, so you like reading? So you're reading historical fiction now?
Yeah.
Historical fiction. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of Pat had her hand up? She likes reading. Okay. All right. What's the last book you read? A couple of books you read, Taylor, that you could share with us?
The Book Thief.
The Book Thief?
Yeah, but I just wanted to read that just because. All the Light We Cannot See. That's such a good book right now.
All the Light We Cannot See. Okay.
Yeah. What else? Well, this is not a historical fiction, but We Had 8 Years by Ta-Nehisi Coates. You ever heard of him?
The name Coates sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coates.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to say his first name.
Yeah, I don't think it's Tallahassee, though, because that sounds like Florida.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, him.
Uh-huh.
Probably, I probably might read Becoming Michelle Obama, you know? I want to see how she became Michelle Obama.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Taylor's a real reader.
Okay. Okay. All right. I see you. I see you. Okay. All right. You're a little educated over there. All right.
No, that's good though. No, I think we a lot of people need to get more to a lot of people need to get more into reading and do a little bit more of it. It doesn't hurt you. Here's the deal. It don't really matter what you read. It's just what it does for your brain, right? It does for your brain. That's how you exercise that muscle, right? If you ever want to keep some mental health, read, right? If you want to keep that brain working when you get up in age, the best way to do that is by reading. And you should be reading as much as you possibly can. One of my coworkers at Polaris, she's an avid reader, Miss Sason. She reads like everything. She's an avid reader. So I think it's one of those things that we should push. And one of the things that we know, especially with our people, is that and we can tell by some of the school scores that reading, we don't do well in those areas of reading, writing, and arithmetic, the basics. So we got to do a better job of that. And then I think for us, those of us that are adults, find something that I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I think people should read as much as they can. They should read as much as they can. They should push themselves to read some different read different authors. If you have a specific genre, then study that particular genre. Find different books in that genre. For my Christian brothers and sisters, y'all don't have to just read the Bible. Please don't tell me that's all you read. There's a lot of different great Christian authors that make some great books. How you doing, Felicia? Yvonne had her hand up. She's a reader. Shiante says Becoming was an awesome read. Kim Tony says reading Green Light by Matthew McConaughey. Green Light by Matthew McConaughey. Also reading Cast, C-A-S-T-E or Cased. Okay, good. That's good. It would be good. It would be good. I was thinking, one of the things I was thinking about is probably doing a book. Since we're a Christian radio show, it would be a Christian book, Christian-based book. But doing adding a book to something that we do, where we get the book and we start reading the book, we can get something that's simple read, and we can do that and then have those discussions as well. Kim says children need more comprehension, not just recognizing words. Yes, yes, reading for comprehension. And again, it doesn't matter what style of book you use to read, as long as you're reading. I told you all this. One of the kids at my school, his mother shared with us when we started the Zoom thing last year, when school ended abruptly last year. And she was like, one of the things that he did to help him with his reading was, and he did on his own, she says, literally, he will turn on the news and he will turn on the closed caption on the television and read the words. So as he would hear them say the words, he would read the words and then learn what the words were. And then he took the time to look the words up to see what they meant. And his vocabulary and everything just increased enormously. Now, that's a kid who took that and did that on his own, right? So you have to applaud stuff like that. Because how many people would do that? Some people are like, oh, that's weird. But, hey, if that's what it takes to get that kid to want to know more and to want to read, why not push that kid? Why not try to help that kid, you know? So she says they now leave the closed caption on all the time. Which, hey, if that's what works, that's what works. So I think we should use all advantages. Shante says, have you read the Laws series by Robert Greene? No, I have not, Shante. Is that a – what kind of book is the Laws series? I'm assuming that's a Christian book. I'm assuming that's a Christian. Let me see. The Laws series by Robert Greene. The Laws of Human Nature, The 48 Laws of Power. Okay, there, I see him now. 48 Laws of Power. Is that what it is? He's got a lot. Oh, so he's got a series of books. Ah, okay. I see it now. Reading in order. 48 Laws of Power, The Art of Seduction, The 33 Strategies of War and Mastery, The 50 Laws, co-written by 50 Cent. What? Interesting. I can't say that I've heard of Robert Greene before. I will definitely have to check him out. She says, no, it's not. Oh, no, to be a Christian book. Right. But no, that's good, though. That looks good. That looks good. I like reading books that are drivers, if you know what I mean. Books that are like books that drive you or push you or motivate you. Power, Seduction, and Mastery. Okay, I saw that one in the title list on the Amazon thing when I just looked it up. I like books that drive you, right? That point out some things. Books that are not necessarily motivational, but books that push and encourage. Things like that. Felicia says, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People and Stop Worrying and Start Living. My favorite books. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. I like that. How to Win Friends and Influence People and Stop Worrying and Start Living. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. I like the title. I like those titles. Anybody else want to help us with some possible book reads or some things that we should do? And I think you should. My coworker, she says she reads a book a week. She literally reads a book a week, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. I think if that would probably help. There's quite a few books that I started reading and then I stopped, pick it back up and go back. But I think I need to spend. That's one of the things I would love to do is to pick up a book and just read it. And go back even. How many of you all go back and read books again? Anybody do that? You can't do that one? No. One. Huh? Oh, wow. Yeah. Some books, like some people will read. Yeah, I think it depends on the book. I'm not big on storybooks, though. Right? I'm not big on storybooks. Yeah, I like purpose-driven books, books that have a purpose. You like again books that push you, books that drive you. Those type of books. Those are the type of books that keep my attention. Kim says yes, I read books again. You know, and again there are several books outside of for my super saved holy folk that think that you only supposed to read the Bible. There are several books that you can read that will help grow your Christian, will help you in your Christian walk. Several good books that you can use as an accompaniment to the Bible, right? So I would suggest to all my Christian brothers and sisters that you all read some books, especially leadership books. For those of you who are in leadership, those of you who aspire to be in leadership in a church, several good books. There's a book, Shanti says, I'm rereading 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Moran. Okay. 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. That's good. I like that. 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Moran. Okay. That's good. That's good. And that's the thing, right? It's just like when we're doing these articles. And we have a lot of articles that say, seven things that such and such people don't do. And it's good because you read these things and you go, wow, am I doing any of these things? Am I doing any of these things? Do I need to stop doing some of these things? Depending on what I'm in. Deepak Chopra books are very good. I've never gotten into Deepak Chopra. I know he's very inspirational. Guru-ish, if that's a word. Probably not, but he is very that's the word I'm gonna use for today. Guru-ish. He has some guru-ish flavor to him, but I've never read any of his
books.
I know there's a book that I was given. In the corporate world when I was in sales. For those of you who don't know this, I was in sales and marketing for like a very long time at Comcast. And one of the books that I was given when I was in sales, my sales director gave me was a book called Good to Great. And it's like this really awesome book. And it just talks about how to move from good to great, right? How do you go from being good at something to being great at something? And what people who are and what people who are driven do, right? It's a simple, small, it's a cheap book too, man. It's like you can get it. There's used versions of it. I think you probably find it on Amazon, on eBay for like a buck. But it's a very good book. I think the writer's name is Collins or something like that, maybe. Something Collins, Jimmy Collins, maybe. But it's Good to Great. And it's literally entitled From Good to Great. And then it says, like, why some companies make the leap and others don't. So why some people make the leap to being great and what others don't. And it tells you, gives you all these pointers on why some people stay where they are. Some people stay mediocre. Some people stay stagnant. But what the great companies do to move forward. And the thing is, there's a lot of ideas in there that are, yes, it's a corporate related book, but it's a leadership guide. So it doesn't matter what business you're in. It's a leadership guide, because at the end of the day, there's an order to how we do things. So I don't care if it's church, or I don't care if it's carnal or spiritual. There's a way in which you do things. And there's a way that should push us and drive us to want to be better, want to be better than good. Right. It's one thing to be good. Right. It's a difference between being a good cook and a great cook. Right. I used to always make this statement to people. Are you a good cook or someone who cooks good? I always ask people that question. Are you a good cook or are you just someone who happens to cook good? I ask people that question because people go, what's the difference? Just think about the statement. Think about the question. Are you a good cook or are you someone who cooks good? Freakonomics. What? Freakonomics is a fascinating book, too. Will not be able to put it down. Never heard of it. You've heard of it? What kind of book is it? I'm afraid to ask. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, the word freak. Yeah, I'm scared to check, too. Freakonomics. Huh? Is that you screwing batteries and stuff? Yeah. Oh, okay, we hear that. Because it's still on. Oh, maybe the battery's dying then. That's what it is. Go ahead. I turned it down. Freakonomics. The Hidden Side of Everything, Freakonomics. Is that the name of the book? Oh, okay. The Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay. I'll see y'all. All right. See, this is good. You don't have, look, again, I think everybody should be well-read. Everybody should be well-read, right? Everybody should be, when I say well, what does well-read mean? Everybody should expand their thinking, right? Everybody should be able to expand their thinking. You can be holy all day long. But you can still read books that are going to help expand your thinking, right? For some of us, we need to expand our thinking. Some of us need to get out of, again, talk about this on Monday, get out of our own way, expand our thinking beyond what we're comfortable with, right? Expand your thinking to beyond what you're comfortable with. If you've been used to doing this, it's like I'm used to doing things a certain way, or I'm used to using a certain tool, and that's fine. That tool works, but now it's interesting. I'll share this with you. If you've ever seen a carpenter or a person who lays carpet, I don't know if have you ever seen carpet installed? Put it that way. Carpet installed today is so different than what carpet installations used to look like back in the day. Right. I remember carpet installations back in the day. They come out. All the guys got hammers and nails. They either use a nail gun and they're going around and they pop in this nail and they putting stuff in. They had a hammer and they was nailing stuff in with a manual hammer and nails. Right. Carpet nails. And then at some point they got to doing the nail guns. Right. And then now they have this whole thing that like puts in multiple nails at one time. Here's the deal. You're still laying carpet. You're still installing carpet, but you're doing it at a different level. And what that simply means is you're able to be more efficient. Nobody's saying what you're doing is wrong, but all of us should want to be more efficient with what we do. You should want to be better at what you do. So I don't care if it's preaching or cooking, right? I don't care if it's preaching or cooking. I don't care if you're building a wall or you're building a ministry. You should want to be efficient at it, right? You don't, you know, it's just like a lot of people didn't want to go through. A lot of people didn't want to do a change up for their services. But what we found out is that it doesn't require you to be in church for 2 hours and a half. What we found out through COVID and Corona is what? Is that all the stuff that we in church for 2.5 hours on Sunday, sometimes three, we found out and realized we can do it all in an hour. So then it makes you look back and go, well, what were we doing before? We were spending a lot of time doing a whole lot of different things. Again, nobody's saying you were doing it wrong. We're saying, can we do it better? Can we be better at what we're doing? Can we get more mileage out of what we out of what we're doing? Can we stretch it? Can we make it better? Can we make it more appealing to young people? Can we make it appealing to draw people? Nobody's saying change the word of God. We're not saying don't preach the word. We're saying, but how can you put this? How can you put this on display to put it in its best, to give it its best possible light? Because anybody can stand up and read the Bible. Anybody, and like I told y'all, give me a month. You give me a month, and anybody that can read, I can walk them through preaching a sermon in 30 days. Anybody. But do you have a desire to be great at what you do? Do you have that drive? Right? Do you have that what do they call it? What's my man that died we lost 22? That Mamba mentality of having a desire to be your absolute best at whatever it is you were called to do. And again, once you start walking in your purpose, then that's what you there should be nothing that stops you. A lot of times the reason so many people stop and start and stop and start is because they have not figured out what their purpose is. They have not figured out what they've been called to do. Kim Tony says COVID took the theatrics and rituals out of a lot of churches. Oh my God, yes. Exposed us big time. A lot of us. No more smoke. Look, all of the lights and the mirrors and the smoke screens and the big screens and fog machines and all of that stuff and all of the great stage designs and all. Yeah, all that's there. Mm-hmm. A lot of preachers got exposed during COVID. You say, how'd they get exposed? Because they ain't had nobody shouting amen back. So now they had to sit there and wonder if anybody was saying amen. A lot of folk realize that they started worrying about see, too many times you were preaching and you were too worried about the audience. So a lot of times we have to be careful that we're making sure about the audience of one first. Did you see the Soul movie? Very deep about passion, purpose, more than a kid movie. No, I have not watched it yet. I heard it's supposed to be good. That's the animated thing, right? With who is it, Will Smith or Samuel Jackson? Who in it? Who is the voice in the Soul movie? In the black, Jamie Foxx. See, I'm messing up all the black folks. I did my best white person thing. It's one of those black people. Grandma, just call the name. Right, you know your name. Y'all would have told me in a minute. You know I can't, as my great grandmother said, I know I can't cast straight. But Jamie Foxx, right? Movie Soul was beautiful. I have to check it out. Did you watch it, Tony? Taylor, did you watch Soul?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good, but I don't think I liked it.
let me repeat what I just heard. Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good, but okay. I don't think I liked it.
Like it was good.
Don't ruin the movie for people, but go ahead.
It was good. But
it just wasn't for you.
Yeah, it just wasn't for me.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, that's different.
And the enemy, he wasn't even like a real enemy. He just, y'all got to watch it to see, but like, it was no plot for me, you know?
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
But it was very thought-provoking. Like, what's it called?
Thought-provoking? Oh, my God. All right, over there. Okay, St. Ignatius.
What I heard from...
for the $20,000.
Uh-huh.
Was a whole bunch of light.
And for how much? 20,000?
20 G's, Ching. 20 G's, Ching. I'm trying to get used to talking on the mic, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I need a refund.
A little change back. A couple dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, God. Anyway, Felicia said my nephew said the same thing. Okay.
How old is your nephew?
Jesus. Yeah, how old is your nephew, Felicia?
That's Taylor.
Oh. How old is your nephew, Felicia? Tell us how your nephew is. I have to check it out. But, no, I think for movies about, again, if it makes you think, if it has, like, you know, most movies have a plot, right? And the plots are a lot of times to for the storyline of the movie. But then there are other movies that are based off of, she says, 15.
Yep, so that's about right.
Kev Tony says it's an introspective movie. Okay. So it's a movie that makes you think. Got it. Okay, I can check it out. Maybe I'll check it out. Is it one of those movies that you have to pay attention to the whole time? Like, it's not a movie I can just have on to be doing something else, right? I need to be paying attention. Okay, so it ain't nothing I can just turn on and, like, be like, all right, let me turn this on and then lay down. Well, good, man. You know what? I think we as a people, I think we are people who are motivated by what a lot of times we're motivated by what we see. But a lot of times that motivation is fast and then it's over, meaning we're quickly motivated, but we're never motivated to follow through. And I think if we're going to do anything, if we're going to be a better group of people, if we're going to be better business people, if we're going to be better fathers, better husbands, better wives, better boos, whatever you are, you got to do more than say, oh, hey, I got this great idea. You got to do something with that idea. You got to put it on paper, right? You got to invest in it. The time, the difference, you have to do all of that. She says you do have to pay attention, lots of references to life. It's more for adults, I think. Okay, Felicia. But you have to put the time in it. And that's with anything. You know, if you say you want a healthier life, then you have to invest. What does that mean? You need to start getting up and investing, not just the gym membership, right? Anybody can go get the gym membership, but are you going to go? We can all have a gym membership, but are you going to go? In the meantime, what can you do in the meantime? Can you get up? Can you start walking? Can you make, like, one of the things that I said, and me and Natalia was talking about this, is just getting up and start walking. Just get up and start taking those early walks and getting, if you can't go in, because look, if I can't go to the bowling alley with a mask on, I can't even see myself in the gym with a mask on. Because I got frustrated and mad at the bowling alley wearing a mask. So I already know in the gym I'm going to be really frustrated and mad trying to work out with a mask on. That's just not in my spirit. So there's other things you can do to get that work in. You can go to the – yes, it's cold, but look, if you're out walking, you can walk in a park, the trails. You can still walk. You can still do those things. You can still be motivated. The motivation has to drive you, right? It has to drive you. It has to push you to motion. Right? It should push you into some sort of action. And that's where we have to go from being motivated to action. Everybody can be motivated. We can be fired up. Right? We all get fired. Y'all know it don't take much for black folk to get fired up. We get fired up real quick. The problem with us is we get fired up and we react. But can we get motivated and then be proactive? Successful people are proactive. Survivors are always reactive. Progressive people, people who want to lead, leaders are proactive. Proactive meaning, you know what, let me plan something for this. Here is a strategy I have for this. Here is a plan I want to do for this. Let's have this ready just in case this happens. That's what proactive people do. Reactive people go and wait until stuff happens and go, okay, now what do we do? And when you're always living in an area of being reactive, where you react to everything because you didn't plan anything out. So you're always going to be that group of people or that church or that business that's always playing catch up. Like I said, the early part of this, at the beginning of the year, we were doing our 2020 review. early part of the week. A lot of us reacted to COVID. None of us were proactive to COVID. I'm talking about the what COVID caused us as buildings and organizations. A lot of places had stuff in place already. Those were proactive businesses. Proactive businesses had mobile stuff already prepared. Proactive schools already had online learning. All they had to do was flip a switch. They were ready, right? Proactive businesses had an infrastructure in place already that their employees could work from home like that. Companies like Comcast and Verizon and Sprint and AT&T and DirecTV and all those places, all they had to do was get the computers ready and send their people home. Plug up, ready, you at work. That's what proactive people do. Reactive people go, oh, my God. Oh, my God, let's go to the store. And that's why nobody could find, you couldn't find a laptop computer in the month of April in the store. You couldn't find an iPad. You couldn't find a Samsung tablet. You couldn't find anything. Why? Because people had lost their minds, spending a whole lot of money. Right, so many schools, and then watch this. Here, I know. For me, at the schools I work at, one of the things we found out is that all of that time our kids spend in tech, they don't know how to work a computer. We assume because they can swipe left and swipe right on an iPad, and they can play on their phones all day, that they instantly knew how to work a computer. Until we found out, you tell them to open up another tab, and they go, huh? So now you spend a whole lot of time training on something that you should have already had. And I know it probably didn't go over well because y'all know I just said it how it came out. You know, and I told them in the meeting I had, I said, you know, we spent all this time in tech. That's what they call it at my school, tech. But they playing games. And I know it's math games and reading games, but it's not teaching them how to use a computer. But you go to other schools. You go to these other communities, Asian communities, these kids are learning how to write. Look, they write in CMOS and C++ and creating databases and programming and all of that stuff. You finna talk? Okay, you're talking.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because at my school,
yes,
before I even went there, freshman year, they made us take at least 20 hours of computer programming, or
wow,
just to learn how to work a computer and copyrights, everything. Like, they made us, and then they was so prepared when COVID happened. They was handing out hotspots, like, for the kids who don't have Wi-Fi at home. They was ready, and that's how it be, though. You got to be ready at all times for any situation.
I like how she tried to get proper at the end. You got that right. You have to be ready at all times for any situation. Go ahead.
That was worth about $7,000.
$7,000 worth right there?
Seven grand.
That was about $7,000 worth?
$7,000. Hope next year I get all of the new toys.
If you get a good $17,000, I think you'll be satisfied.
It was 80.
Kim Tony says toilet tissue, water, Lysol, and hand sanitizer. Yeah, because guess what? See, you know what COVID exposed a lot of people to, though? Some of y'all was nasty. COVID exposed anything. It showed us how nasty we were. And I'm just grouping us all in together. How nasty we were as a society. Right? But I remember years ago, watching 2020, when they were talking about how the common cold spreads. I remember them taking a... they used this powder, this rosin or something that they put on people's hands. And that morning they showed up in the office building and they put rosin on one person's. So, well, everybody coming up in here. They put rosin, they put this residue, this stuff on a person's hands. And so they put it on his hands and he showed up at work and they told him, they said, don't wash your hands. Don't wash your hands. So he comes in and literally they follow him throughout the day. And so when the nighttime comes, they go through the building that he worked in with a black light or a blue light. You know what I'm saying? The little light. And literally you saw this residue all over the building, even in places that he never was in. Think about that. So he only worked on one floor. He worked on like the fourth floor. They found this blue substance on floor 9. They found it on floor 1. They found it on floor 8. It was, this stuff was, it goes to show you. Now, this was done intentionally. He did this, not washing his hands. What happens to the ones who just don't do it, period? So, yeah, if one thing else, it was exposed that y'all some real nasty people. I was watching Nutty Professor 2 last night. So that's, the girl I'm saying, that's just nasty. But that's what it is. So you have people just out there, man. So it did. It exposed a whole lot of folks for being non-prepared, and that was a big one. And the one thing about it, I think I worked in corporate America for years. I rarely ate anything that was shared between coworkers. I know that's right. It was certain coworkers, when we had a potluck, they were told up front, you buy the pot. Bring some paper plates, and they better be brand new, still in the wrapper. Bring chips in a sealed bag. I'm going to pick up the chicken. No, you're not. That's okay. We'll have somebody else go get it. We saw your car. Never mind. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm good. And then we saw people, you know, yeah, and that's the thing about, like, potlucks and stuff. You know, we saw people like, nah, bro. You know. And I'm telling you, I work in a school. And we, you know, we monitor the kids when they go in the bathroom. And I saw this boy come out the stall. I'm in the bathroom waiting on my kids to come out. And he comes out the stall. Hey, what's up, Mr. King? You finna, no, you are, you will not be trying to shake my hand. You nasty, dude. You just came out the stall. And then you walked past me. No, you're nasty. Tripping, dude. No, you nasty. And your mama nasty. All y'all nasty. Routine hand washing and covering the mouth will spare us a lot of illness. Exactly. Wash y'all hands. I couldn't understand how people ate at their desk. See, I had an office, so I was good. I used to have a whole spread at my office. The food fairy would always make sure I had a whole spread at my office. It used to be like I had like a whole like lunch. Like, whose mic is that making that noise? I had a whole. No, that one is you. No, that was you. It was red on number 4. That's you. But it's okay. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, all right. So what else? What else? Anybody? I'm still waiting on y'all to tell me what's some plans we got for 2021? Anything we gonna do? I saw some said travel. Some said increase their reading. Plans for 2021. Anything else? Taylor, do you have any plans for 2021?
I think I'm just working on being more self-disciplined.
More self-disciplined?
Because
that's like a $10,000 answer right there, Taylor. I like that one.
It's for real, though. Like, anybody can be hardworking. Mm-hmm. But if you don't got self-discipline, which is, like, consistently being hardworking,
mm-hmm.
then you ain't going to survive, especially at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my junior year right now. I got SATs, scholarships to work on,
mm-hmm.
grades to increase. So just, like, it's just about like my time management and
okay.
my self-discipline. And, yeah, and now you can see it in my improvement. Like, my grades this year is flawless.
Flawless. She said them grades is giving us them 20 Gs, signing them grades. She said she giving you 20 G grades. Junebug, you got some goals or something for 2021? Yeah, Junebug just got here too, y'all. We got full studio.
I would say my goals is just to do better. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing better. It's, you know, just doing better in school. You know, I got my 3.2, but I could always do a 4.0. You know, I just want to do my grade, you know, do better with my grades, school in general, you know. So that's my goal.
You know?
Yeah.
You only said you know 7 times. You know? You know? You say you know. Come on with like. Huh? Come on. No, we're going to get like, come on, Tony, what you finna say? Oh, I thought you was finna say something.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay. All right. Felicia says YouTube cooking show. Okay. Okay. And then y'all got to do, and then here's the deal too, right? It's a lot of people I know are going to be trying to launch some stuff, whether it be virtual and YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Let me just tell y'all this right now. I don't envy anybody. I will support anybody. But if you're going to put something out, do it with excellence, people. Please. Please. Don't be in such a rush put your phone up and folk can't see what you're doing. You know, spend the time, ask the questions, get your stuff, do your research, and then that way when you launch, because your launch is everything. Let me tell y'all that right now. Your launch is everything. Ken Tony said, just do better. That's a sermon. I felt that. Jalen, that is a good sermon title. Just do better. I know that's right. Yeah. But that's a thing, man. If you're going to do it, if you're launching something, it's just like I said this the other day about businesses. A lot of people want to start stuff and they want to open up. That's why a lot of places have what they call a soft opening, right? You can have, like, a soft opening is, okay, we're going to open up and we're going to do this. We're going to be open up for a few hours because we want to see how we handle situations as they come up, right? What's the show? One of the cooking shows where they come in and they redo the restaurant, like Bar Rescue or restaurant, whatever. So what they do is when they tear the place down, when they come back and do a remodel, they do a soft reopening first just to see how the staff handles the new menu, how they handle the new registers, the new payment systems and all that stuff, so they can then say, okay, this is what we saw. This is what we did well. These are the areas of improvement that we need. And when we relaunch, we'll have all of these things in place. So when we relaunch officially, we'll be prepared, right? That's the whole thing. That's the whole reset, retool, relaunch. That's the whole thing. Right? So you have to be prepared for that, right? And the only way you do that is by doing your research, right? It's easy to say, I want to open up a restaurant, right? Because you got money, you open up a restaurant, but your food sucks. Or you don't. Or I'll give you a very good example. I'll give you a very good example of poor planning and poor 24 hours restaurant from hell. Yeah. I'll give you a very good example of bad management. So, hey, Chinese food last night, right? From one of my favorite Chinese food places, this place called Tony's American Chinese, over there on Grand in Chicago. Y'all hit it up. Go over there. It's a really rude Chinese lady that worked there, but the food is really, really good. So anyway, last night, go to pick up this food. Ordered the food at about 7:17. 7:17, I ordered the food. Somebody look at your neighbor and say 7:17. Ordered the food at 7:17. The lady told me it's going to be about 45 minutes because we have a lot of orders. Because normally when you order Chinese food, don't nobody get mad at me, but y'all know when you order Chinese food, there's one time that they give you, I don't care what Chinese food restaurant you go to, look at your neighbor and say 15 minutes. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. One of the two, 10 minutes, because that's all long it take, right? She said 45 minutes. I'm like, cool. I drive. I get there. It's 8 o'clock. I get out the car. I get ready to walk into the restaurant. So the restaurant, they've slimmed down the area. So they got everybody's tunneled in. Small walkway. So I'm like, I'm not going here with all these people. I'm going to stand out here. So I'm thinking, looking. It's now 8:15. So now it's been an hour since I ordered my food. Somebody say 8:15. So now I call the restaurant. I said, hey, good afternoon, good evening. I'm just calling to see if my food is ready. The lady was like, yeah, it's ready. It's just not packed. I said, okay, it's ready, but not packed. I said, okay, well, I'm outside. So how long before you pack up my food? It's going to be about 15, 20 more minutes. So I said, well, is my food getting cold if it's ready and not? Because I don't know what ready and not packed means. Does ready mean it's in the containers already and you just haven't put it in the bag? Or does ready mean it's sitting in a skillet somewhere and you ain't put it in the box? I don't know what ready but not packed means. So 20 minutes passed. I go back, still waiting on the food, and it ain't there. Now it's 8:30. Now it's 8:40. The line ain't moved. We still sitting there. So, again, talk about poor planning, bad business. Nobody knows whose food is coming up as it comes up. So we're all sitting there. No plan in place, right? Now, if this was a grand opening, restaurant would be done. It would be trash. Bad articles in the paper the next day and all of that. Same thing happens with radio shows. Same thing happens with plays on opening night. When most people open up a play on opening night, there's always a problem with the play on opening night. There's a sound issue. Somebody was downstage when they should have been upstage. It's like something has happened. Somebody didn't hit the cues at the right time. The sound man forgot to unmute the microphone. You know, it's crazy. But as you go on, with show two, show three, show four, show five, by the time you get to the middle of the season, you ought to be putting on a good show. Ready but not packed is faith without works. That'll preach. But again, these are the things that people are not prepared for. And you should be prepared for this. They knew New Year's Eve was coming up. They know people ain't wasn't cooking on New Year's Eve. They know people be ordering pizza, Chinese food, ribs, all that. There should have been better. There should have been a better plan for how they were going to have people picking up this food. But they were not ready. So they launched their New Year's Eve deal without having a plan. All I'm saying for everybody who's pushing something for 2021, look, if you've got a vision for it and you got a plan for it, check your plan over and over again. You don't have to go public. It don't have to be public immediately. Do a couple. Look, watch this. The cool thing about YouTube and Facebook, you can do private shows. You can set up a YouTube channel and make it private, and so that only you and a couple of your friends can see it and they can watch it and they can critique it and say, hey, this was good, but we couldn't hear you. Just like, watch this. Just like y'all will tell us in a heartbeat, we can't hear you. Or y'all screen froze. Right? Rather that happen down the line than you get ready to launch and all hell breaks loose. Because like they say, what did they say? You only get one time to make a good first impression. One time. One time. And that's true about so many different businesses. So at the same time, I would just implore you guys to think about it and just push for great, man. 2021, push for great. Push for great. There is no excuses. No excuses. No excuses. Let's not get caught like we got caught in 2020. Let's not get caught not ready. If look, before you sit on the toilet, make sure you got some tissue. Huh? That'll preach right there by itself. Is that a t-shirt? Before you sit on the toilet, make sure you got some tissue. I'm just saying. That should be in a fortune cookie. He who sits on toilet with no tissue did not have a plan. I'm just saying. You know, if you got to call somebody, then there you go. Anyway, it is 8:35. We're going to get ready to shut this down. I didn't see any plans. Dr. Thomas, what's up? I see some faith. Did she speak when she came in? Oh, no, I didn't see her speak. That's kind of rude, Dr. Thomas. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, look deep before you leap. What? Oh, okay. I'm glad you got it because I was a little slow on that one. Look deep before you leap. Kimberly Thomas, goals. Dr. Thomas, do you have any? Let me check to make sure I didn't miss nobody on the call-in thing, right? We missed nobody, did we? No. Okay, no, anybody over there? Anybody? So goals. I heard the Junebug and Baby Sweet gave us their goal. Tanya, do you have any? You want to share? You don't have nothing you want to share? No goals for 2021? Oh, okay. What? Your mic is not on, so I don't know who you're talking to. Yeah, that now it's on.
Her goal this year is to listen to other people.
Listen to other people.
Yes.
Oh.
To listen. Ain't that right, Mom? She ain't gonna respond, but yeah.
Don't look like
goal,
she.
Y'all.
Don't
bye.
Look. She already bye. Not making. She already not following the goal because she ain't listening.
Listen. You see, like you gotta listen to understand.
You lied.
But you're not doing that.
You lied.
So we gonna walk into 20.
These are not my goals. These are not my goals.
Yes,
the views and goals expressed by Baby Sweet are not the views and goals of LaTanya. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Because she not listening to understand.
She not listening for comprehension.
Yes.
Okay.
She's not. Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Tanya, for real, you don't have no.
No.
You just killed that real quick, huh? Okay, all right. Anyway, Oh my God. Happy New Year. Oh, thank you, Dr. Thomas. Yeah, y'all got to come on, man. I'm rooting for y'all. I'm rooting for everybody this year, right? We gonna root for each other. We gonna push each other, and then look at this. What y'all got to do though? This is what you got to do, right? As you reach certain goals. And watch this, you reaching your goal and you sharing that only motivates other people. It's not about bragging. It's about inspiring. It's not about bragging. It's about encouraging. right? So you reaching the goal, you saying, hey, you know what? I told myself in 2021 I was going to do this. And when you do that, the people that you know support you, you should share that with your supporters. Right? I don't care if it's weight loss. I don't care if it's weight gain. Maybe you're skinny. Maybe you're trying to put on some muscle. Maybe you're a little thick. You're trying to lose a little weight. You know, maybe whatever, you know, or maybe you barely can walk and now you're trying to walk a mile or so by a certain amount of time. If you do it, share it. Tell somebody, because guess what? There's somebody else who's in the exact same spot that you're in and they're trying to do the same thing and they're looking for somebody to encourage and push them. Look, 2020 was a year of hate and kill and die everything. This year, 2021, we ought to be pushing, motivating, living, and wanting to be better. Or as Jalen said, just be better. Just be better. Follow through. That I said that earlier. Yep, the year of follow through. No excuses.
When you set a plan, just follow through.
When you set a plan,
follow through.
Just follow through.
Build up your stepping stones to, you know, achieve your goal.
That dude said, build up your stepping stones.
Stepping stones.
Stepping stones.
To build up your goals.
Did you see the hand action, though, Tanya? The stepping stone action.
It's true.
With the hands.
That's one of my goals, too. It's true, you know.
Stepping.
I want to be somewhere, you know. I'm a plan ahead. I'm a do everything in one order. I'm not going to jump ahead. I'm going to just follow, you know. It's a path.
I heard somebody say, I'm going to make a reservation. I ain't just going to show up. Huh? Come on, see, I heard that. That'll preach by itself. Anyway, we're going to get ready and get up out of here. I'm looking forward to this. Today is Friday, right? First show of the year. We excited. We coming back next week. Everybody will be back on a regular schedule. So you'll catch us. Tune in Sunday to the live simulcast broadcast from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. You can hear all that right here on the TTLO Media Group and on Blog Talk Radio. Catch that at 11 o'clock. We will do that right there. Kim Tony said that's a preacher right there, Jay. Okay, all right. He might be. Maybe, you know, he might want to do that. But, yeah, so y'all can catch it out. And then next week, everybody's show will be back on. Have their first shows of the year. And, we'll be good to go. So I just wanted to come in for a little while and have a little conversation with some of y'all. I appreciate y'all interacting and being all that good stuff. It was fun. It was cool. And that's what we're going to do. All right. Anyway, look, y'all, let's do this real quick. Let's pray. Father God, why don't I hit myself? Father God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to see 2021. God, we thank you for bringing us through. Lord God, we thank you that despite ourselves, in spite of our circumstance, in spite of our selfishness, in spite of our unfaithfulness, in spite of our unrighteousness, God, you still saw fit to bring us through to 2021. Now, God, we ask right now, God, that you would continue to prosper us, that you would continue to push us, that you would continue to stretch us and move us in the direction and push us into our purpose. God, right now, we're praying for any and all that hear my voice, that they would be pushed into their purpose. And Lord God, we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Man, y'all stay blessed, man. Now, where my song at? Because I wanted to jam that real quick, but now I don't see it. I think I lost it. Had it tuned up. That is not the song. I thought I wanted the John P. Key song. That is not the John P. Key song that I wanted. But anyway, all right, y'all. Y'all know the routine. If you got to drive in this crazy snow, and if you got to drive through this special city, y'all know the one we call Chi-Town. Do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Keep your head on the swivel, 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O, we out.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this, take the limit,
take the limit,